It's Sound Ideas. It's hard to play uplifting music when your heart is hurting. The husband-wife team behind the Madison, Wisconsin-based gypsy jazz band Harmonious Whale found that out when their son died on his 30th birthday. Harmonious Whale headlines the summer solstice concert at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night. Mandolinist and guitarist Sims Delaney Potoff tells GLT's John Norton via Skype that he and his wife Maggie got the call about their son while the band was on the road.
We were in some godforsaken town in North Dakota. We got a call in the middle of the night and came home, and Henry had died of a gunshot wound, and it was just guys messing around. You know, it was...
Man, talk about devastating. Goodness, and here you are being an uplifting gypsy jazz band that is the Dr. Feelgood of music. I can't imagine that it took you a while to kind of get back to playing music?
Well...
Or was it more of a healer? Did it help you heal?
Yeah, it had to be that. You know, there were gigs on the books, and frankly, we couldn't afford to not work. You know, this is what we do. So we followed Henry, and it's kind of a teachable thing, you know, for us as well. Now, everybody, let's recite the laws of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics is you cannot create nor can you destroy energy. So somebody dies, their body, you know, we buried him. It was heart-wrenching, and then we got to work on staying in touch with them. And there's some pretty amazing stories of contact from the spirit world.
Let me go there. You say you went to work staying in touch with him. What does that mean? How did you do that?
Well, okay, the first day, the day after he died, we're just trying to, like, assess, you know, what do we know? Well, this completely sucks. He's gone, and WTF. You know, is going on here, man. And so we had, you know, I had to get him out of the morgue. We had stuff to do. We made an obituary. His name is Henry McKenna Delaney Potoff. Google the obituary. It's a beautiful picture of him. And so, okay, so I'm having coffee the next morning, and we've got a lot of work to do now, you know. And there's a turkey on the roof of the house. I walked out and what's this turkey doing in the roof of the house? And it did this turkey thing, and then it just looked right at me. I mean, it just right through me. And I just started crying. I said, Henry, is that you? And it walked down the line of the roof. It's over the porch, and my office studio is there. And he pecked three times on the window, and then he turned and looked at me again. So we just kept in touch with him. And by the time it came to, this was March, by the time we got to late April, we had a pretty sweet gig on the books, and thought, we have to do this. We have to do it and really try and hold it together. And it became clear to me that as a mandolinist, I'm kind of a perfectionist, and I'm always kind of struggling with things. And there's this bit of a negative thing of like, blew that, or, you know, that's the best you can do. Well, that sucked. And, you know, artistic criticism. And I realized that that just completely gets in the way. It's completely egoic. And music is this pathway to the other world. I mean, what else could it be? Just sound waves that go out there, and they just exist, and they're vibrations. And with every note, Henry was in every single note. And we just, our hair was on end. The concert was just amazing. Maggie and I both thought, as we took the stage, we both thought they all know. And as we talked to people after the show, none of them knew.
Sims Delaney Potoff is our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas with the gypsy jazz band out of Madison, Wisconsin, called Harmonious Whale, in town this weekend for the summer solstice concert at the BCPA. I'm going to go in a different direction. Your song Money Song has been used by public radio stations across the country, and just by coincidence, we're having a one-day drive coming up on June 21st. We're going to have to maybe use your song for our fun drive.
Well, all right. Heck yeah.
Is this an original song? Did you write this song?
Yeah, Maggie wrote it, and it just, she was just pondering, you know, just thinking things through one day, and thought, you know, the lyrics are pretty true, just, you know, we all need a little help now and again. I could use this, or I could use that. It's, you know, where's the money? So, and it seems like, you know, with we here have a Wisconsin Public Radio. We're good friends of those guys, and they're centered here in Madison. And also WORT is our local listener-sponsored radio station, and we help them a lot with fundraising. And it's just, you know, the idea of we vote with our dollars, you know. Every time we go anywhere and spend some money, we're saying we approve of that business, or we support that business. And I think radio stations these days are extremely, extremely important at getting some truth out there, especially these days with, like, just that fake news has become a word that we were to say. How ridiculous, you know? Don't say ridiculous things.
I heard it's love that makes the world look round and round, and money can't buy happiness. So I sent a box of smiles to my old landlord, and now I've got a new address.
I've talked to a lot of jazz people lately, and we've been talking a lot about how the young people are bringing some life back into jazz, whether it's the entertainment value of what they're doing or skewing jazz in a little bit different way. Maybe they're based in jazz, but they're not playing straight jazz. And there seems to be a little bit of a revival on, you know, in jazz music itself.
I think so. And again, when you do what you love, you let the chips fall where they may, you know, and there's always a little bit of intelligence at do what you love and then see if it's marketable or see if anybody cares. I'm too stupid to have done that. I play the mandolin, so I could have played a guitar, you know, an electric guitar, and played rock and roll and had an easier career. But we did a gig in Annapolis, and really nice concert series. They put us up in this really beautiful hotel. It was just Jazz in the Powerhouse, I think was what they called their concert series. And they just referred to it as jazz. So, it's, you know, we got jazz next week. Okay, yeah. And we got rooms at the hotel, and we had a special parking place for our van. And our guitarist, who was a little bit uppity at the time, he went to get the van out. So kind of, we had to get on the road, and he went to get the van out of the parking, and he paid some exorbitant fee for parking. And he got in my face about it. I paid that out of my own pocket. I was like, don't worry, you know, I thought parking was complimentary, so we'll take care of it. And I started, I asked the concierge, and then he got to the desk, and they got the managers, and it started this whole buzz of, like, they paid to park? No, jazz doesn't pay. No, jazz never pays. Jazz doesn't pay. And that became the Jazz Doesn't Pay Tour. It was, the whole place was a buzz with, like, no, jazz doesn't pay. No, give him this money back, because jazz doesn't pay. So we kind of ran with that one.
It's paying off for you. We're excited about it. We're excited to have you in town, Sims.
I think, and it's an influence. You know, I think this idea of, like, I mean, even politically, you know, just independent voters are brilliant. And vote for the man, not the party. You know, vote, do what you want to do, not because there's a category for it, but it's because it's what you love. And I think the idea of whether or not it's jazz, I couldn't care less. It's us playing music that we believe in, and it's a virtual guarantee. You come to a Harmonious Whale show, and after the show, look me in the eye and say that you didn't feel it, you didn't get anything out of that, I'll give you your money back.